I've been playing outdoors since I was a kid, standing by the front door at around 2 years old, hollering, "Side, side," trying to get my mom to let me go play outside. Now, after 30-plus years working in the outdoor business, I'm dropping insider conversations every week with brand leaders, guides, marketers, CEOs, and others that make the outdoor business a trillion-dollar juggernaut that drives product innovation, revenue, and public policy for everything outdoors. I'm Rick Sayes. Welcome to the Outdoor Biz Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome to the Fish Nerds. I'm Clay Groves, Chief Executive Fish Nerd of the Fish Nerds Podcast, where we talk about fish, fishing, and eating fish.
And I'm Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Nick is our audio engineer, and also he is the guitarist from Diana's Bath Salts. And it's really important that you're on the show, Nick, tonight, because tonight on the show we have the only goth band that matters. We have Koi Division on the show, bassist Hook. Or is it bassist or bassist?
A little of both.
So anyway, with us tonight is bassist Hook from LA. Are you from Los Angeles, Koi Division?
Yeah, we're Los Angeles area based.
Basically. Also tonight on the show, we'll have some fish in the news and some other surprises. So let's jump right in. Hook, if that's your real name, tell us a little bit about the background of Koi Division. What is it and why should we care?
Well, it started as an idea that I had where I thought, wouldn't it be great if there were a bunch of koi fish and they were playing Joy Division songs?
You know, to me right now, just that alone should have sold to anybody. Was there anyone resistant to that concept?
So yeah, that was the idea behind it, and it's kind of grown into, well, an actual band that does that, where we get together and we play the songs of Joy Division in the style of Koi Division. So all the lyrics are about fish and fish-related challenges in life, much the way that Joy Division songs are about the challenges that humans face in life. So, you know, there's a lot of things about the kind of, you know, despair and dread faced by fish.
Yeah, so I gotta ask, okay, were you like a big Joy Division fan? Or
I consider myself to be a, you know, a casual Joy Division fan. I have Unknown Pleasures, had some other miscellaneous songs from other albums. You know, I'm not just a person that said, oh, that shirt looks cool. But, you know, I'm a fan. But my husband, Ian Clownfish, is a diehard Joy Division fan. And he'd always wanted to do some sort of Joy Division cover band. And that's kind of... And so he took my silly idea about koi fish playing Joy Division songs and calling it Koi Division and turned it, you know, sort of pushed to make it an actual project and recruit band members and get things going. I have a lot of really silly ideas, and I don't always actually bring them to fruition, but Ian Clownfish really helped kind of drag things along, you know?
Well, you know, it is always Ian that kind of drags things along and is inspiration for everything. But, so, you know, are you like a big koi fish fan? Do you have koi fish? Like, where's the koi fish come from?
It rhymes.
Well, besides the fact that it rhymes.
I mean, I appreciate koi fish probably slightly more than the next person, but... but I don't have any. I mean, having a koi pond out here in California is a, you know, it's a real investment. It costs money. I have a coworker who has one, and I, you know, I'm real jealous of her koi pond, but she's always talking about, oh yeah, I had to have the waterfall worked on. The birds are trying to eat the koi. I got to figure out what to do about that. You know, it seems like it's not super easy to maintain a koi pond. So I don't have any myself, but I like them, and I like sea life, and I guess that's kind of more where this came from. In fact, Ian Clownfish proposed to me in front of the Pacific octopus at the Long Beach Aquarium.
That's because, so romantic.
Yeah, we both have a real thing for sea life, and I really like octopi, but not just
well, so
you know, but also other.
I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna stop you on the octopi thing. That's incorrect.
Yeah, this is about octopuses.
It's octopuses or octopodes.
Octopodes.
Yeah, because it's a Greek origin. So octopi, not Greek origin. Octopi is wrong. Whatever the origin is, octopi is wrong. Other nerd corrected me on that. So
I'm not a fish expert. You guys are the fish experts.
I wish we're just asking questions
for my expertise in fish, apparently.
So let me ask you. So do you have kids?
I don't.
Okay. So
I have cats.
Cats almost the same. Do you plan on having kids?
It's a possibility.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk dirty for a second here, if you don't mind.
All right. Get
personal. So there's an octopus, since you like octopuses a lot, and you got engaged in front of octopuses. Now, there's an octopus. Octopuses love to make babies, right?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know they're making babies. They're doing it just because they like to do it. No animal has sex to have babies except for people. Every animal has sex because it feels good. They can't connect the two. But octopuses like it so much that, and they've got brains kind of in their arms. One of them likes it so much that it will take a package of sperm and hold it in its arm, and then with its beak chew his arm off, and his arm will swim over to the female and climb under her mantle and deliver the package of sperm. So now, as an octopus fan and someone who's got engaged from an octopus tank, is that appealing to you?
I mean, if there was a way that I was gonna conceive a child, that sounds pretty good.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah,
that's true. By the way,
now that's something that should be incorporated into the lyrics of, you know, a Koi Division song.
So let me tell you, I'm also in another band. Not to talk about another band, called Bitch and Seahorse.
Oh, no!
Oh, that's awesome!
I'm so happy we're talking to you.
Yeah, and Bitch and Seahorse's lyrics are about all ocean creatures, and it's a little bit more of a wide net, if you will, than Koi Division. Yeah, there we go, yeah. And I made one of my band members write a song called I Want to Brain Bang You Like a Cephalopod.
Oh! you're a superhero.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad we're talking.
This is awesome.
That is fabulous. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so not to get off track about the Koi Division.
No, you are on track.
Yeah, that I felt like this was the time where I had to mention that fact.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd come across a little graphic of an octopus mating with another octopus, and I was like, it kind of just looks like
brain banging.
Like they're brain banging. I wanna brain bang you like a cephalopod. Come on, brain bang.
I'm loving this.
You know, and then that song was born.
I've got a little tear in my eye. That's so romantic. We're gonna throughout the show we're gonna splice in some parts of some of your Koi Division songs into the show. If that's okay
yeah.
with you, and sure. People can find the band at koidivision.com, right?
Yeah. And also on Facebook.
And of course, we've been sharing you on Facebook because we are smitten with you. And for those who can't see it because it's a podcast, your entire band has fish heads.
Yeah, where'd you get those?
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
Ian Clownfish found those on eBay. He scoured the internet to find only the best of fish heads. and then we had a friend make some modifications that made them slightly easier to play out of. It's still very difficult.
It's got to be so hot under those things for a show.
It's so hot, and we knew it was hot, and we were kind of prepared for the fact that it was hot and we couldn't see. But what we didn't really understand the first time we played a show is that it's also very difficult to hear. And
in-ear monitors come in handy there.
Yeah, we're only, you know, working class koi fish. And so we, you know, to invest in ear monitors and wireless microphones and such was kind of, you know, it's a little bit of a monetary investment that we weren't prepared to make at that time. And
but so you guys are blowing up. I mean,
you're on the fish nerds now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a high point for us, though. I feel like we should already go after this baton. You know,
it's crazy. But you've been featured in LA Weekly and a lot of, like, you know, underground papers in the Los Angeles area, and that's how we found you. Is someone shared a link to some article about you to us on Facebook, and it took me about 3 seconds to send you a message, because I didn't even hear your music before I sent you a message, because just the concept was so good. We're gonna play for listeners right now a little bit of the song Trout Fishing. This is from your demo video we got from YouTube.
All right.
All right, so that was Trout Fishing, and where was the inspiration for that song?
You know, I want to say that a friend of ours may have inspired that one. I feel like he posted some ideas, and then we kind of rolled with it. But you know, the flopping on the fishing boat part, well, you know, it's kind of the sadness, right?
Yeah, let me repeat those lyrics. Let me repeat those lyrics so listeners who couldn't quite hear them through the fish masks will hear it. It's a flop, 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 flop in the fishing boat. Flop, 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 flop in the fishing boat. Flop, 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 flop in the fishing boat. Flop, 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 flop in the fishing boat. Really sad lyrics there.
Yeah, that's it. Really captures the essence of Ian Curtis.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing sadder than that moment in the fish's life when he's taking his last fish breaths and flopping on the boat.
Well, and when you think about Ian Curtis and the dancing that he used to do on stage, it really kind of epitomizes his style.
It does, and Ian Clownfish has been known to do some live flopping.
He does an excellent job. I watched those videos. I'm a big Joy Division fan, and I was very impressed with the quality of his moves.
Hook, have you heard from Joy Division about this? Have they reached out to you and thanked you for immortalizing them as a band?
No, they haven't, and that would be that would be amazing if that were to happen. I just hope they don't reach out to us in any sort of negative way. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know how people are going to feel about parody, and I certainly hope no one thinks we're making fun of Ian Curtis's epilepsy, because that's not...
Oh, did he really have epilepsy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm laughing at it like you're pretending.
Yeah,
no, okay. Shame on me.
Yeah,
I'm making fun of
himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know stuff. Oh, then he's not going to be hurt because he's not around.
Oh, my God.
No feelings hurt. Now, I'll tell you, I reached out to... Is it Peter Hook?
Yeah.
I reached out to Peter Hook for comment on you as a band.
Mm-hmm.
No response.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was so impressed, he was speechless.
Well, and because him and the rest of New Order are fighting back and forth, so they're too busy squabbling to care.
Well, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping they were so busy squabbling with each other, they wouldn't have any time to squabble with us. That's what I'm counting on here. But, I'm just putting this out there. Should members of New Order, former members of Joy Division, ever hear this podcast, we are not trying to make fun of Ian Curtis. We are trying to honor his memory. And
I made fun of him.
The amazing music of Joy Division.
Yeah.
Yeah, just blame it on Clay. He's the jerk.
Blame me. I make fun of dead people all the time.
He makes fun of his own kids.
They're not dead yet. I was about to ask something really clever. I forgot it now.
You're all flustered.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
All right. So how do you guys like write the lyrics? Like, do you listen to the actual songs and then kind of like try and find the fishy aspect of it, or?
That's about right. I mean, sometimes someone will just get an inspiration for one lyric and then we'll try to build something around it. Like No Lobster Lost kind of just started with the idea that it just felt good to write that song about lobsters. And, you know, once we came up with the idea, No Lobster Lost, then everything else sort of fell into place around it. And, to be honest, I don't do much of the lyric writing. Ian Clownfish and Bernard Salmon tend to do a little bit more of that. I'm a little bit more on the back end, booking the shows, getting the merch together, you know, I obviously learning the songs and performing them, but I'm not responsible for as much of the genius lyrical content.
And it is genius. Let's play No Lobster Lost right now. Excellent. All right. So that was really cool. And some of the lyrics on that song that really kind of got me is, you've been sitting in the lobster tank forever, other lobsters stacked on you. Lobster cook picks you for a lovely Sunday meal. Your nightmares are all coming true. It rhymes. It's got all the parts. They suck the meat out of your shell. Welcome to your lobster hell. I might actually put that in the title of the podcast this week. Welcome to your lobster hell. I love that one line. It's brilliant. Really great stuff. Can you tell us, Hook, a little bit about some of your live gigs? How does the audience respond to seeing a bunch of fish on stage playing instruments? Because for me, a fish playing drums has always been one of my nightmares.
That's actually kind of the amazing part is, we're wearing the masks, and we actually have no idea what's happening with the audience.
Because you can't see them.
We can't see anything. It takes all the effort that I can possibly muster to angle the mask the right direction enough to make sure that I'm starting the song in the correct position on the bass or the keyboard.
Oh, God.
And then I kind of just have to go from there. And so there's really no way to look at the audience, which is actually... it's both terrifying and freeing at the same time. I mean, in my mind, sometimes the audience is really into it. And in my mind, sometimes I'm playing to a slowly emptying room full of disgruntled people.
But you don't know.
And I don't know. And, you know, usually by the time we kind of pack up the gear and take off the mask, everybody's kind of dissipated. So really the only way that we find out if anyone enjoyed it is based on people sort of coming up to us afterwards and saying they liked it, or, you know, buying our merch, or like tagging us in videos or photos on the internet and saying that they enjoyed it. If they hate it, we really have no idea, which is, it's good and bad.
It's good and bad. You know, it's funny. Most people don't tell you when they don't like your stuff. They just don't come. I happen to love your logo, your Koi Division shirt with the two fishes kind of in the yin-yang pattern there. That's really great. And people can buy this merch on your website?
We don't
Coming soon.
Presently have it set up to do that. We're waiting on another batch of shirts. They're supposed to be ready this week. My shirt guy's working on it. And I think at this point, if you want a shirt, send us a message on Facebook, and we'll go ahead and ship a shirt out to you.
Fab.
Yeah. So we're just getting a new batch of those real soon.
All right, so are you touring regularly, or do you play, you know, just around your area? What's your deal for, like, if people want to see your band, they want to see Koi Division live, how does one do that?
What was the other one?
Or the other one, what was the other band? Bitchin' Seahorses?
Bitchin' Seahorse?
Yeah,
Bitchin' Seahorse.
Okay.
Which so... I haven't heard yet, but I already love.
So as far as Koi Division goes... we are presently playing mostly locally in the greater Los Angeles area. We're going to be playing up in San Francisco at the DNA Lounge on November 18th for those Northern California fish fans. we don't presently have plans to... go on a big tour, but I wouldn't put it out of the question or anything. But right now, the financial means of kind of going on tour for 3 weeks or playing a one-off in Philadelphia or something are not quite there.
Not yet.
But I'm not putting it out of the question. It's definitely a possibility. As far as Bitch and Seahorse goes, that is a touring-only band. My bandmates live in Cleveland and Chicago.
So you're going to be touring the Midwest here in 2018, I see. Is that right?
That is a likely prospect, and we haven't figured out when exactly, but that's the upcoming plan, is to do a little Bitch and Seahorse Midwest thing.
If you get to Ohio, which is about a 16-hour drive from my house, I probably want to drive out there and see. Nick, how about some fish in the news?
I love me fish in the news.
Everyone loves the fish in the news.
News, news, fish in the news. Everybody loves their fish in the news.
All right, and we still have Hook with us from the Koi Division. So this first story is hermit crab uses doll head as its shell, and it's terrifying. So you can't see this, Hook, but... A hermit crab has grabbed a doll head and moved in. From your nightmares directly into your internet browser comes the photo below that will likely haunt you until the end of time. The photo below that will likely haunt you until the end of time combine a massive-looking crab with a creepy baby doll head as a shell, and it just might freak you the hell out. This would be a good song. But crab heads? The creation was apparently discovered on Reddit, where people immediately made the connection of the crab to Babyface in Toy Story. The resemblance is not difficult to see. Yeah, so that's from the Daily Dot. I'm not going to read more of the story because it's just a hermit crab living in a doll head, but it's worth mentioning. It is the scariest thing I've seen in a long time. Another story here. Shark found near death in Florida swimming pool. So that's Florida again. Nicole Bonk. That's her name? Think about that. People must have really liked her in high school. Nicole Bonk could be forgiven for thinking she was at an aquarium when she approached the swimming pool of a Florida condominium. She looked down and saw a 5-foot black-tipped shark floundering in the pool. Walk, walk. Bonk, who was visiting the friends at the Mariners K condo in Hypoluxo, told the Sun Sentinel paper that she saw two boys dump the shark in the pool. So early this month, the hooks are still in the fish's mouth. Figuring it might die in the pool, she and her husband pulled the shark out of the pool and carried it to the intercoastal waterway. Hey, Hook, what would you do if you saw your neighbor kid sticking a big shark in a pool?
I would definitely try to intervene and stop it and rescue the shark.
Yeah, I'd be a little afraid. I mean, just jumping in the pool and grabbing a shark out like that. This is what they said. They tried to revive him, but he most likely did not survive. Bonk told the newspaper. What a terrible name. Like, if you were marrying someone and their last name is Bonk, do you just maybe, like, not marry them?
You definitely wouldn't change your name.
No, you hyphenate at least. Yeah. Like, maybe, like, what if they hyphenate and, like, her last name is her a lot. So now her new name would be Bonk Her a Lot.
What are the odds?
Why not? Anyway, he was barely moving after the trauma. They did their best, but they couldn't save the creature. They let him go, and he kind of died. Bonk reported the incident to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. This is the second story in 3 weeks we've done about fish in swimming pools.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening in Florida that are questionable.
There is. I always describe Florida as Walmart with beaches. But but right now, Florida's in trouble, so I'm going to be a little nicer to them. And I apologize, Florida, in advance for all the insults I'm going to continue to throw down your way. All right, next story. Here we go. We got great white shark story. I love shark stories. From Australia. G'day.
G'day, mate.
Great white shark put in public swimming pool after washing up on Australian beach. Wow.
Crikey.
There's another one.
Another one. It's not just Florida anymore. Sharks. Onlookers tried to help the beach predator but were unable to return to sea.
There's a theme going on here. Don't put sharks in pools.
We will never learn. I think I blame Austin Powers.
Austin Powers made it seem feasible.
It made it seem logical and fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A great white shark has been temporarily rehomed in a city swimming pool after washing up on a popular swimming beach. The juvenile predator was found injured on Manly Beach.
What if her last name was Manly?
Onslaught.
It's Manly Bonk.
This is a different story.
I don't care.
So Manly Beach. Now, do you think these guys were just trying to prove themselves? Like, I see a great white shark. Look how manly I am. And then just carry the thing around like I'm carrying a shark around. Crikey. That's a really good accent. Yeah, the best. All right, the juvenile predator was found injured. Beachgoers tried to help it back into the water, but were unsuccessful and alerted marine rescue. I wonder what happened. This is really exciting. Rescuers transferred the shark to a nearby Ferry Bower pool to allow it to recover before being released. That must have been a saltwater pool of some sort, right? It couldn't have been a chlorine pool. Manly Sea Life essentially rescued the shark with a stretcher and released it into the sea swimming pool, where it's likely to stay until Tuesday, staff said. So it's there for the long haul. The interesting thing is they didn't mention closing the pool to swimmers. But is Australia? In Australia, they do have the most dangerous animals in the world.
Yeah, they're kind of used to just, like, you know, having poisonous jellyfish swimming between their legs. And
jellyfish, crabs, spiders, snakes. The only thing I think, though, about Australia, have you seen Australian people? They're good-looking people.
They are some of the best-looking people
the
in the
best.
World.
I think that the deadly animals only kill the ugly people. That's just evolutionary biology brain of mine, you know, working.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I think that's all the news we have for tonight. That was really good news.
We learned a lot about putting sharks in pools.
Right. So, Hook, we're going to wrap this up, but any parting words? Where should people look for you guys? Facebook, Twitter, the Instagram. You guys still on what's that good one that plays music when you log on to it? The old social media?
MySpace?
MySpace. Yeah, MySpace or Napster, Friendster. where do people find you?
You can find us on our website, koidivision.com, and then on Instagram, I believe we're Koi Division Band, and on Facebook, just look up Koi Division, you'll find us.
Perfect.
And Facebook's probably the best place to get all the up-and-coming news, but the website is frequently updated, and we'll update it with tour dates and upcoming shows locally and any new lyrics for songs that we develop and merch and that sort of thing.
We're going to put up at fishnerds.com, we're going to embed Koi Division videos from YouTube so that fans can go right to fishnerds.com, watch your videos, click through to your website or your Facebook page and check out what you're up to. Hook, thank you so much for coming on the Fish Nerds podcast today. And we really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Wow. This has been really interesting so far. Before we do anything else, I want to thank a new Patreon supporter. As people know, listeners, longtime listeners will know, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/fishnerds and giving us $1 per episode. Like, we're asking people to give us $4 a month. If you give us $8 a month, I will send you a Fish Nerds hoorag. We do have a new supporter. I always thank our new supporters here on the show. Brand new supporter is Brian Wallenziak. He will be getting a Fish Nerds hat, a decal, and a bandana because he's giving us a whole bunch of money, and we love that. Now, I also, of course, want to thank anyone who donates at the $25 level. That's $100 a month. That's a lot of money. But you get your business mentioned on the show for that. It's like a free advertiser. Not a free. It's like a $25 a week advertisement, which is still a good deal. And that goes to Lopes Tax, lopestax.com. If you're in Massachusetts and need an accountant, go to lopestax.com and make that nerd your accountant. We also need to thank Zeng This. Zeng This is a podcast who we gave away some free advertising on the show for a promotion to support all those hurricane victims in Florida and Texas and probably Puerto Rico. You can go to blazingcariboustudios.com, click on Podcasters Unite, and make a donation, and that money goes directly to helping hurricane victims in Florida and Texas and probably Puerto Rico. So, Podcasters Unite.
Are you a fan of movies?
Or comics?
Or video games?
Or just anything else nerdy?
Well, you should check out the Zing This podcast. And that's spelled
Z-E-N-G.
This. And you can find us every Monday. And we have nerdy topics from comic book reviews to in-depth analysis of iconic nerdy movies, as well as video game discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Where's some of the best places to find us, Allie?
Well, Podbean, of course.
You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
Anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Yeah.
So check us out. Once again, that is
Zing This.
That's it. You've been listening to a bunch of fish nerds when you should have been fishing.
Special thanks to Koi Division. We really appreciate your time tonight. Total bunch of fish nerds for people who don't know much about fish. Really great, great bunch. Be sure to check them out. Go to fishnerds.com. Look for all the links. Thanks to Nick for being part of the show tonight. Thanks to Fish Guy Josh. And, of course, thanks to all of our Patreon supporters.
Until next time, follow the code of the fish nerds. Spawn early and often.
Never trust a free lunch with strings attached.
Swim against the current every chance you get.
And here's one more Koi Division song. Near the ocean?
It is. It's a 20-minute drive to the ocean or something. You know, it's not far.
They have ducks.
Have you been there?
No. Oh. All I know is they have ducks.
Oh, that's hockey.
They have a hockey team in Anaheim?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's because you're a loser, Clay.
I'm a nerd.
You remember that movie that was really popular? The Mighty Ducks?
Yes, I thought that was about Florida.
Yeah, they started a professional hockey team because of that movie.
I thought it was Florida. I have no idea. No.
I don't know stuff. I'm not aware if Florida has a hockey team. They probably do, then I probably just can't think of it in this moment.
Yeah, they do. They have a couple, but they're terrible.
Then a hurricane came. Too soon?
Too soon.
Sorry, Florida. I told you I was apologizing earlier for Florida. I can't help it. All right, Hook.
There's someone out there that's really enraged that I don't know their hockey team, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Well, with any luck,
they're not listening to this show.
just for the record, this show has been nominated for an International Podcasting Award in the sports category. Just so you know. I am in one of the top 5 sports podcasts on the internet. There's no other place to put a fishing podcast. They don't. And I'm sure no one listens to this show who listens to NFL podcasts. Boring. Okay.
Look, I have one last question. So I'm in a band here in the North Conway area. Can we cover Koi Division?
Oh no!
I think that's kind of like if I were to dress as Hook playing a Halloween show and then I were to wear a second costume over it. Then what am I at that point?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, we did a Joy Division tribute set and I'm like, oh my god, can we like open with a Koi Division tribute set? A tribute of a tribute band?
That's like Tribute Squared.
Yeah.
That's really intense.
Is that a tributary?
I mean, it's fine with me.
All right.
But I'd never thought about anyone wanting to do that before.
I know, but I'm in a band and I'm a fish nerd and I'm just kind of like this, and I'm a Joy Division fan. I'm like, this is like my greatest thing ever.
He's crying right now.
I know.
Put your shirt back on, man. It's weird. This is getting weird.
That warms my cold, dead heart.
There you go.
This is fabulous. It should be fun. You've been fantastic.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you guys for having me. I learned almost nothing about this shit.
That's perfect.
That's our goal.
All right. Bye.
Bye.